to CSR Chickering Student Radio. Your hosts today are Ruthie and Will. Today we will be talking about teachers who have flexible seating and teachers who don't. I hope that you can learn how the students are learning in the new flexible seating. Maybe after this podcast you will look into getting some of the cool seating. Enjoy!
Flexible seating, and he answered,
"I do like flexible seating. I like the fact that kids can choose where to sit, and if they find themselves to be sort of distracted or needing a break or needing some place to move around, they can move around. Mm-hmm. And I think it really helps them pick a good spot to sit. So I do like it. I like it a lot."
We probed Mr. Wanus if he likes regular seating. He remarked,
"I really like regular seating. You know, I find that I'm able to still move the desks and the chairs around into many configurations. After every month, I'm always changing the seating in my classroom. And I can put the kids in rows or in groups. So for me, I find the regular seating and the organization of the class."
I wondered what Mr. Cohane's favorite seating in his classroom was.
"My favorite seating is the yoga balls, because I love the yoga balls. I really like the wobble stools, because they sort of force you to kind of like move a little bit and focus on your body. The only seats I really kind of don't like are these old traditional kind of chairs, but even those are okay. They're not nearly as, for me, as fun as like a yoga ball or a wobble stool."
We're curious if the regular seating for Mr. Wanus was comfortable for the classroom. He replied,
"I think the normal seating can be uncomfortable after a while. I know my seats are soft. That's why at least every even couple of hours, I'll let kids use the crazy creaks and sit on the carpet or sit somewhere else in the classroom. I also have a stand-up desks, or they can stand up on the island if they want to. This way they're not sitting on that hard seat all day long. I think it was a little, no one wants to sit on that hard seat all day long."
He interviewed Mr. Cohane about one thing that is troubling him about flexible seating. He shared,
"The only thing I'm having a little bit of trouble with is some kids will like to try to sit in the same place all the time. So there's a couple of kids who will like try to pick like a preferred place and try to always sit there. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I force them to move around and to move to different spots. And sometimes I'll take some kind of chair off limits. So I'll sort of take it out of the rotation so that kids can't sit there. I don't like to do that, but sometimes I have to because some kids will try to sit there all the time."
Mm-hmm. What asked Mr. Wanus if the normal seating makes students work better. He replied,
"I think that the normal seating does help the kids in for some kids especially, need the normal seating, I think. And I have other desks set around the room and tables that they can work at. But for right now, I feel still very comfortable with the way the classroom is organized. Since I guess I've been used to it probably for at least 30 years of teaching. And so I guess I'm comfortable with it so far. But I do like having the kids sit elsewhere at times, so they're not always sitting at their desk."
He questioned Mr. Cohane if his class was behaving with the flexible seating. Mr. Cohane replied,
"I think the kids like it. We did a survey online, and I didn't look at it, but I think most of the kids like it because they like the chance to move around, like you guys in your own classroom. I think the option of being able to move when you need to move is really good for some kids. So I think they would say yes. Yeah."
Asked Mr. Wanus if the normal seating's uncomfortable. He informed,
"I think the normal seating can be uncomfortable after a while. I know my seats are soft. That's why at least every even couple of hours I'll let kids use the crazy creaks and sit on the carpet or sit somewhere else in the classroom. I also have a stand-up desks, or they can stand up on the island if they want to. This way they're not sitting on that hard seat all day long. I think it was a little, no one wants to sit on that hard seat all day long.
Ask Mr. Wadness if his students are getting tired of the regular seating. If so, how?
So, I really like regular seating. I find that I'm able to still move the desks and the chairs around into many configurations. After every month, I'm always changing the seating in my classroom. And I can put the kids in rows or in groups. So for me, I find the regular seating and the organization of the classroom to be good so far. When I look at Mr. Cohane's room, I do like that as well, but I just don't know yet whether I would like that. But I do know that when I have kids work, they can come to the carpet and maybe sit on a crazy creek or in different parts of the classroom when we're doing other kinds of work. So they do sort of have a mix, but we don't have a lot of the other seating.
He asked if his students are jealous about the other students having flexible seating. He informed us.
That's a really good question. I like that question. And I don't know. I know other kids in Mrs. Cummings' class and Mr. Cohane's class. But I've never heard, and no one's ever said to me yet, Mr. Wadness, why aren't we, why don't we have great seating like Mr. Cohane's room has? No one has said that to me yet, so I'd have to ask the kids if that was, but so I don't know.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast and that you will listen to some more Chickering Radio. Today we will learn how some students are adapting to the new seating and how other students are doing without the flexible seating. Mr. Cohane said that he had a few normal chairs, but he wanted to replace them with spinny chairs or other flexible seating. See you soon, and see you next time on CSR.